Welcome back to A Cup of English. The title of today's podcast is A New Camcorder. My name is Anna, I'm English, I live in the northwest of the United States, and Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday I bring you some English that will wake up your language learning skills. A new camcorder. Well, it was about time that I got myself a camcorder, a decent one. I've been meaning to for a long time. The app that I have has bonus content, which can either be an extra audio file or a video. Until now, though, I have not really offered this bonus material because my little camera that takes pictures and videos does not make quality videos at all. So I took the plunge. What was I looking for then? Firstly, I wanted something that was easy to use. I also really didn't want anything big. I thought that if I could fit it in my handbag, then I would be happy. And finally, I wanted something of quality. So, bearing these three things in mind, I drove to Walmart and went to the electronic department. They mainly had cameras. There were the regular cheapo ones, all the way up to Nikons. Well, I didn't want to spend that much. A friend of mine recommended that I get just a camcorder, not a camera that also takes videos. A video-taking camera could compromise quality, he said. I took his advice. There were only two camcorders to choose from. Both were the same size, shape, and quality. They both had a USB plug to download directly into a computer. However, the slightly more expensive one had HD quality picture and a stabilizing capability. So when you walk or run while filming, the video doesn't jump around and get blurry. Bingo! I finally got what I needed. I'm thrilled with my new device. I'm looking forward to adding video to my apps to become more of an expert producer. I have used my camcorder already at my son's basketball game and in a restaurant. One of the cool options is to plug it into our television to see what I have recorded on a big screen. I can also send decent videos to family and friends around the world through email. I'm feeling very proud of myself. I feel like I've caught up to the 21st century. Grammar notes. Related vocabulary. To be meaning to. I've been meaning to call you for weeks. I've just been so busy. I've been meaning to call you for weeks. I've just been so busy. To take the plunge. He took the plunge and started a business. Fortunately for him, he was successful. He took the plunge and started a business. Fortunately for him, he was successful. To bear in mind. You can borrow my car to drive there, but bear in mind the roads are very icy. You can borrow my car to drive there, but bear in mind the roads are very icy. Cheapo. I finally bought a decent toaster. The one we had was a cheapo and kept on burning the bread. I finally bought a decent toaster. The one we had was a cheapo and kept on burning the bread. Well, that's the end of another podcast. Stay with me for more podcasts tomorrow and the next day. I hope your English is going well. Remember, you can always email me at acupofenglish@live.com. Take care. Until next time. Bye-bye.